We'll start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name, grant us the light of the Holy Spirit, truth, the fire of the Holy Spirit, love. Please speak to our hearts this day. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks to the heart of two things that we all long for. First, to know that we're loved by God, that we're loved by our Father. And second, for peace. He tells us what the key of peace is, by accepting God's love into our hearts, by accepting his commandments. Now, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him may have eternal life. So the first manifestation of God the Father's love to us is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ says, these words that I speak, these are the words of my Father for you. Now, when I return to the Father, God's love is so great for you that he's going to send now another. He's going to send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. So God's great evidence of God's love for us. And then our Lord says, peace be with you. All of us long for peace. And peace ultimately comes from trusting in God, accepting his wills, accepting his commandments. Trust and peace, they go together. Now, this past week, well, we celebrated last Monday the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, great mystic doctor of the church, and God the Father spoke to her many times, and we have what's called the Dialogues of St. Catherine of Siena. So I'm going to share two little snippets from God the Father, speaking not just to her, but to you, to me today. The first is about love. Now, we know God's love for us manifests in Christ, manifested by the Holy Spirit, and what we have to do in return. Here we go. God the Father says, I have appointed each of you to labor in the vineyard of obedience in different ways. Okay, we all have a different vocation in life. We all travel slightly different paths. We have the same goal. Every person will receive a wage according to the measure of his love. Not according to the work he does or the length of time for which he works. So what God the Father is saying here, that everything that we do, we should strive to have the motivation. God, Lord Jesus, I do this for love of you. When we get up in the morning, Jesus, for love of you. When we practice forgiveness, Jesus, this person's a real rascal here, but I forgive them because you tell me to forgive. I do this out of love for you. Practicing patience with family members, for love of you. So we have to have that motivation in all things. And our Father says that if we do, you know, the recompense in the next world, the reward, is going to be incredible. The second part, and this is really powerful, I think, if we absorb it into our hearts. Divine providence grants every circumstance of your life for your good. This is the Father speaking. In order that you may be sanctified in me, and that my truth may be fulfilled in you. That truth is that I created you so that you might possess eternal life. And I manifested this with the blood of my only begotten Son, the Word. So again, the first sentence. Divine providence grants every circumstance in your life for your good. In other words, everything that happens to us, good and bad, the eyes of faith, we should be seeing, okay, God is working for our greater good here. Our greater good. Especially when we have those inconveniences and other people who try our patience. Now, by God's grace, I read this last Monday. This is St. Catherine of Siena. So I had these words from the Father, my mind and my heart. And I carried these with me throughout the day. Thanks be to God. Because later that night, I was in Rockford at Church of St. Bridget's. And I was scheduled after that. I was going to be at St. Rita's because I had to be at St. Rita's the next day in Rockford. And I called this priest ahead of time, St. Rita's. He said, hey, if you're ever in this area, instead of driving all the way back into East Dubuque, if you're here the next day, you could stay directly. I said, oh, praise God. So I called, I set this all up. Okay, now mindful, I have these words in my mind that everything that happens, God and circumstances, is for my good. What happened for you, your life is for your good. So we go there. I get there about 9 p.m. and after leaving the other church, and he thought he's going to put me in this one room. I said, oh, great. And I said, well, it looks like there's some stuff there. He saw a seminarian, but he's gone for the week or something. So then he calls the seminarian. And the seminarian says, well, yes, Father, I'm going to be back tonight by 10 p.m. So the priest turns to me, well, I guess he can't stay in this room. And then he called the other priest who was staying there. Oh, boy, you're going to be here. Okay, I guess you can't stay there. He said, don't worry. He said, I wasn't worrying, but I was keeping these words in my mind. So about 100 yards away, they had like another house attached to the parish, a different traveling priest. And he said, I'll bring you over there. He said, now, Monsignor Kurtz just moved in there today, but there's another room there. You can stay there. He opens the garage door. He said, this other door is always open. We couldn't get in. He's like, I don't know where the key is for this. He said, I've never had to use the key. Then he called the other priest who was still up. He said, I had never seen the key for it. And so he turns to me. He said, I don't know what to do. By God's grace, this is 10 o'clock at night. And I was thinking, if I hadn't read those words, I would have been grumbling. You know, I set this up over a month ago. What's going on here? But these words, I said, no. Father, I know for sure. Don't be embarrassed that they don't have a place here. He said, God's providence is working here. God's providence is working. I said, there's this family that was at this talk at St. Bridget's. I've known them for about 8 years. And they said I could stay at their place if I need to. So I called them at 10 p.m. They said, Father, that'll be great. And there's someone there, too, with his family really needed to speak to a priest. So, but these words here. Divine providence grants every circumstance of your life for your good. Different times think, oh, man, I'm running late for this. Okay, God's working there. Okay, maybe, oh, man, I got this sinus infection. I got to go to the doctor. Well, maybe there's some nurse or doctor God wants you to meet. So if you keep that in our mind, all of us, it's a daily practice. We've got to work at it. Everything that happens, God's working for our good. We have a greater peace. Now, something very unfortunate. My mother, I got a call, it'll be 2 weeks this Tuesday, from my brother, saying that Mom had died. Wasn't expecting that. She was 74. Her family lives to be late 80s. And when you first get a call like that, you're just in utter shock. Okay, God is working here. God is working here for our greater good. I wish Mom was here one more time. I could tell her I love her. I wish she was here for this coming Mother's Day. But this is where our faith comes in when trials come. Okay, God is working here. It's God's timing. How many of us, we've lost loved ones, wish we had just one more time to say bye to them or I love you? But it's God's providence. We have to trust. God says, look, trust in my timing. Trust in my timing. And you know what it says here in the scriptures today? Jesus says, he's telling them how he's going to be going. And so the apostles are saddened. And he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your heart. If you love me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. Oh, great words of consolation for those who've recently lost loved ones. If you lost loved ones, if you love me, you rejoice, I'm going to the Father. My mother had the faith. She prayed the rosary in the morning, and in the evening she stopped at the 3 o'clock hour for the divine mercy. Now, God has a great love for all of us. And everything we should do, our motivation should be love of God. And Jesus says, I want you to live in this love. Why? So you could have peace. So what's good for you? But that comes about when we trust God's plan. We have the commandments. It's not like a multiple choice, you pick which ones you want. By striving to all these commandments, a great peace in heart. Everything that happens to us. Now, if we're not praying, you know what happens? We can't see God from the circumstances of life, nor can we hear him. That's why we daily have to be plugged into God so that he could guide us in all the circumstances and everything. God has a great love for us. And a love relationship is beautiful when it's reciprocal. It's got to be going both ways. Love being received, love being given. So today we're going to receive love and Holy Communion in Jesus Christ. And then in turn we ask him for strength. Jesus, give me strength to return that love to you throughout the week. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.